due to a series of the last week or so when teams had must-win games. Well, because of those games, we're here at Unadilla Valley. This game is for the fourth and final playoff spot for the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Tournament, culminating with the SUNY Oneonta Alumni Fieldhouse Championship on February 15th. But they've got to get through the semifinals, and to get to the semifinals, we've got a first, second, and third place team. We've got to get a fourth place team, and right now Unadilla Valley comes in at 7 wins and 3 losses. They are hosting on senior night the Unitigo Lady Spartans. Unitigo into a slump, but they came out of it on Tuesday at senior night there with a win over Apton, a come-from-behind win over Apton, and that allowed Unitigo to mathematically be still in this 6-4, 6 wins, 4 losses. So if Unitigo beats Unadilla Valley tonight, they both would have 7 wins and 4 losses to finish the regular season. But because they only play each other once, you go head-to-head. Unitigo beats UV. Unitigo is the fourth seed. If Unadilla Valley wins, they continue to be the fourth seed, and they would lock that in pending things going on tomorrow night. Harpersville-Sydney girls tomorrow night are... they're both undefeated, so the winner would finish in first, and the team that does not win tomorrow night would finish in second. BG is locked into third, and that's how the girls' basketball top four stand. And my name is Greg Davey, and it is senior night here. They had 3 seniors for Unadilla Valley, did their game Monday night against Bainbridge-Guilford, and because BG was able to win that game, that sets up this play, and Unitigo's win over Apton sets this up. I think I've got it all set mathematically and common sense-wise in my noggin. So we start our ball game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, and it's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Give them a call at 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Brandy Backus-Whitbeck and the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm and Coach Greg Bonskowski and the Unitigo Lady Spartans, their players and fans of both teams, the best in tonight's game. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Our rights are granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of the folks at Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And we are streaming live on WCDOsports.com. Stick around. We got stats aplenty to give you and the recap of games. So it's a game worth. I was looking forward to it all day, and it's worth doing tonight. So stick around. We got more of the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Unitigo, Unadilla Valley girls in the MAC. Live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
Listen as Nate takes a sip of his new McCafe flavored coffee.
Ooh, French vanilla, baby!
You'll notice Nate didn't just go, ah, again.
Happy boy am I!
Clearly, ah, just doesn't do it. Ah, just doesn't describe the incredible flavor made with 100% Arabica beans, freshly brewed, sweet, creamy, and made just right.
French vanilla, it's a thriller!
In caramel, hazelnut, and French vanilla. Flavored coffees, something new to love from McCafe at participating McDonald's.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. I love this gymnasium for all the things they've got here. It's so spread out. There's plenty of seating. And don't appreciate the fact that the speaker is right in front of this table, but, you know, that's only for the pregame. Interesting trip up Route 8 tonight. I'm going to try not to mention that, but that's all I can think about right now. Well, Unitigo, like I said in the opening segment, they started out the season winning most of their MAC games and not winning most of their non-league games, and then they suddenly started struggling a bit, and of course maybe it's because they hit the hardest part of their schedule. And they just happened to be on three of the four happened to be on WCDO, but they lost to Harpersville by 20. That's a game on CDO. Then they lost it overtime to Green, 38-32. That one was on CDO. And then 2 days later, they lost to Sydney, 49-24. Came back and beat Hancock, 45-36, and then beat Afton, 45-40. And in between, lost by 21 to Susquehanna Valley of the Southern Tier Athletic Conference, or STAC. They're averaging less points than their opponents right now, but not by much. Their opponents are averaging 43.3 points a game, and that's about a point more than what Unitigo is averaging, and I would dare say that in the league, they're probably 2 to 3 points above their opposition. They're led, of course, scoring-wise by Marissa Woodard and Cassidy Newman, combining for about a little over 26 points a game. Marissa at 14.7, Cassidy at 11.8. Her best game actually came against Afton. She did what she was used to doing last year in the support role. Of course, this year she and Marissa playing leadership roles due to the heavy, heavy graduation. 21 points, though, and a lot of offensive rebounds, according to Coach Bonskowski. So she got it back together after struggling here for a couple of weeks where she had some single-digit points and could not hit certain games. She just could not hit a basket no matter how hard she tried. These are things that really wouldn't have made a huge difference last year, but this year, again, as she's in a leadership role, she basically has to score. She and Marissa have to score because after that, the next highest scorer is sophomore Samantha Picard at 4.7 points a ball game, and she is really their only legitimate three-point threat. For the free throw shooting, they're shooting, again, very disappointing numbers, 44.6%, 107 for 240. Newman is their best free throw shooter. She gets there the most, which is good, 55 for 92, which is just a shade under 60%. That's what you want to average as a team. 60 to 65% is decent. Megan Faulkner is 61.54 and technically the team leader, but she's only 8 for 13. Doesn't get to the line that much. I like Megan off the bench. She's kind of like what Cassidy used to be last year coming off the bench. She can provide a spark. She can score a little bit. She'll rebound. She'll play good defense. They're going to use her next year in a starting role, I'm pretty sure. Kayla Komenda is now back in the fold after the tonsils out. So she had 6 points against Hancock, two against Afton. She's averaging 2.4. And then Courtney Bullis is averaging 2.3. Emily Slauson and Allie Butler both less than 2 points a game. So because they won the last two games in the league, they are alive mathematically, and with a win tonight, they grab that fourth and final playoff spot. For the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm, I don't have game by game, but I do remember very vividly Monday night when they lost their two best scorers to foul trouble early on, Corinne Izzard and Taylor Davis. And between the two of them averaging, well, now they're averaging just 28 points. Their averages both dropped about a point a game after last week, or after Monday night's game. Taylor wound up having 7 points in the second half, but it was just too little too late. She's also far and away their best three-point threat, 21 three-pointers out of 64 tries. That's one out of every three shots. Emily Converse stepped up in that game. She scored a game-high 12 points and was six, or team-high 12 points, and was 6 for 10 from the line. She's averaging just 6 points a game. So she doubled her average, and she was needed to score. They did come back to tie at 19-19 before Rebecca Reyes made that three-pointer before halftime, and then they never really did get any closer than that the rest of the way. Their next highest score after those three that I mentioned is... there's a couple in the fours, and that would be Brianne Christian and Shannon McIntyre. And in that game the other night, they each had 2 points. So, I mean, 36 points, not going to get it done. They average 51 points a game. So they're averaging, you know, they scored 15 less than their season's average. The steals leader is Converse with 47. She's also the assist leader with 41. This is all in 14 games. Izzard is by far... more than twice, almost three times, the total rebound leader with 117. That's an average of about 8.5 per game. Next on the list is Converse with 45 and Davis with 43 and McIntyre with 39. I'm sorry, Lakin has 53. So Lakin, Heather Lakin, excuse me, Hunter Lakin is second on the team. She had 4 points the other night, and she is averaging 3.6 per ball game. And I think I have just about everything there. And when I said Davis has 21 three-pointers, the team has just 36. McIntyre and Christian each have 7, and Olivia Lazarus has 1. She didn't play the other night. Her sister did, Hannah Lazarus, and she scored back-to-back baskets in the second quarter during that comeback. But when she got reinserted into the game for the same purpose in the fourth quarter, she had 3 fouls right in a row and had to come right back out. So UV didn't play their best game, and there's no question about it. But here's the thing out of this. Brandi Backus-Whitbeck, the coach, we discussed that afterwards, and she said, you know what, I saw some good things from those that had to come in and play in lieu of the starters, or the two girls that she has scoring a lot, not being able to be on the floor. So she said, I take my little victories where I can. So I like that. That's a very positive attitude. Being senior night, they've already done the dedication. The JV game before this won by Unitingo 25-19. So we're obviously getting off to a late start tonight due to everything. Sydney and Harpersville tomorrow night. Battle of the Unbeatens. Sydney got there in a most unconventional way in this gym right here. There was a buzzer beater in overtime by Kelsey Decker for 3. She never even saw the ball bank in, but it was good for the win. They came from behind 17 points down to Afton on a game I did on WCDO. Came back to win that game by 2. Beat Bainbridge Guilford last Friday with help off the bench from Jolene Crum and Connor Decker, a couple of sophomores who are really going to be something to see over the next couple of years. Harpersville has now been really challenged. Their biggest challenge was against Bainbridge Guilford in a game they only scored 36 points on, but they outscored BG by 13. But it was touch and go with about 3 minutes left in the ballgame. Did that Harpersville Seton game last Thursday, on my birthday no less, and they showed that they really can play against a team of the magnitude of Seton Catholic. All right, we're about a minute and a half away. Unadilla Valley and Unitigo. So if I say another school, I'm not on my game because both teams start with U. If I get UV and Unitinga wrong, that's another thing. Just fair warning and disclaimer. All right, we'll be back with the starting lineup and the national anthem. I'm not sure about the anthem, but definitely the starting lineup. Unitinga, Unadilla Valley, the winner gets the final spot in the Final Four for the MAC Girls Basketball Tournament. And we will have that information and the game for you coming up live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Chorus at Unadilla Valley singing the anthem in a most dramatic way. Nicely done. Recorded, by the way. All right, we'll have our starting lineups coming up here.
That during halftime, we encourage everyone to stop by the second stand, which is operated by the Unadilla Valley Booster Club. And now the starting lineup for tonight's
game. Here we go.
First for the visiting Lady Farms, coached by Greg Ankowski. Number 20, senior Courtney Bullock.
Courtney Bullis, number 20, 5'6", senior.
Number 22, a sophomore, Samantha Picard.
Samantha Picard gets the start tonight, a 5'4", sophomore.
Number 23, a senior, Kayla Comenda.
Senior Kayla Comenda, 5'3", number 23, back in the lineup.
Number 24, junior, Cassidy Newman.
Cassidy Newman coming off her best game of the season, 21 against Afton. And here's senior Marissa Woodard, number 33. So they'll be in their dark green with even darker green numbers and white trim on their uniform. And, of course, Samantha Picard, brightly decked out in orange basketball shoes. Point guard Emily Converse starting for Coach Backus Wetbeck. Red Nizzard.
Number 10, senior,
Leading scorer on this team, Taylor Davis. She wears number 10. Olivia Lazarus is the third senior, gets the start tonight. She's excited. And Heather Lake is sophomore. All right, so we got that all out of the way. We've got also the white uniforms of Unadilla Valley with purple trim. And again, when you're a senior and get that one, you might get the only start of your career on senior night. You got to take advantage of it. This is Olivia Lazarus, her opportunity. And boy, the Lady Storm have some sort of pregame ritual going on there. I like it. Very creative. Good choreograph. And we are ready to go. Remember, the winner of this game will meet the winner of tomorrow night's Harpersville-Sydney finale. The winner of tomorrow night's game gets first place. The loser gets second place. BG is locked into third place. The winner of this game gets fourth place. And the mathematics have been settled. Now the only thing to be settled, who gets the fourth spot and who gets the first and second spots. And we'll have both of those games on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. All right. Two veteran officials ready to go at it. Black and white striped shirts. We're up and we're going. Woodard with the predictable tap. Courtney Bullis right away going down the court but did not see the player behind her knock the ball away. Nice play by Hunter Lakin. So they'll start. Unadilla Valley Storm will start with a chance to get the first points of the ball game. And Taylor Davis is at the top of the key. She can make a three-pointer. Guarded by Comenda. Around the corner she goes to the right baseline. Turned around by Izzard. Oh, Izzard with a quick pass back to Lakin. And backcourt violation against Lady Storm. Interesting, the last several games, both girls' teams have been very nervous at the beginning. And it takes a while to get the first points. Both had turnovers on their first possession. Woodard, top of the circle. She's going to pass on the high post back to Courtney Bullis. Bullis to Picard, right back to Bullis. Now into the corner. They work it in, looking for Newman, but the zone was packed in, and it's intercepted by Izzer, their defense, one of their defensive specialists. Converse up the court. She had a 12-point game against BG. Nice baseline move by Converse, and the drop off to Izzer. Shot does not go, but she's going to get two shots, and the foul will be on Cassidy Newman. BG, she's one that cannot be in foul trouble. So at the line is Izzard. She's a senior and will be going to Coastal Carolina, from what I understand. Very nice. Much warmer there. Well, not home warmer, I guess, huh? 31 for 57 free throw shooting coming into this game. 54%. She makes the first and has the second. Just as good as the first. All right, 2 points. Nice job by Corinne Izzard, loving to shoot it at home. And pressure defense by the Storm. They're going to try to double-team the ball, set up traps, passing over the defense to Bullis. Bullis to Newman. Newman passes down low to Woodard. She's got to go down and get it. And she drops it, but gets it back again. Comenda quickly to Picard. Swings it to Bullis. 15-footer right side. No, but the weak side rebound by Comenda. Too short. Rebound Woodard is off to the left. And from behind, possibly. No, not possibly. Definitely. Marissa Woodard. Foul called from behind, pushing over the top, trying to get that rebound. So 2-0, UV leading. Izzard to the right corner. There's Davis, shot blocked, or did she slip out of her hand? Look like it slipped out of her hands, out of bounds. 6:20 on the first quarter clock, 2-0. So it's up to Bullis, Picard, and Comenda to try to get this ball up the floor. Bullis passes to Comenda up over the head of Newman, turned it right over. And I would say the initial defensive play by UV is making a big difference. Several turnovers already, not even 2 minutes into the game. It is Lakin back out to Davis. Davis looking, she's on the right wing, just to my right. Shot from outside, up and good. A three-pointer by Olivia Lazarus, her second of the season. And, hey, she's in the starting nod tonight, so nicely done. pass overthrowing Bullis. Oh, almost a travel by Lake, and probably was. They get away with it. Inside Izzard. Turn around for the basket. Corinne Izzard with 4 points. Quickly 7-0. See how UV continues to play defense. Oh, they got the pass by that time. Newman going to drive in. Crossover dribble. Layup is no good, but she's going to draw a foul for two shots. Foul will be on Heather Lakin. First foul called against Yuta De La Valle. Well, that's the kind of passing that Unitico needs to get by this press. Effective in the early going. Newman at the line to shoot two. First shot up is good. Well, I like a game where both teams make their free throws. Newman, their best free throw shooter for Unitico as far as number and just about second in percentage. Misses the second one, though. 7-1. Ooh, nearly a backcourt. Olivia Lazarus passing nonchalantly, and it almost went backcourt. Davis double-teamed along the baseline. Pass to Izzard. Now Lazarus. She got away with a little travel there. To the left is Converse. Driving up, blocked by Woodard. Controlled by Bullis on that rejection. Long pass up ahead to Picard. Picard in the paint is going to pass it over to Kamen on the right side. Now it's Picard inside the three-point line. Makes it for a two. Picard with a two-pointer. I think she's been instructed, yeah, you might be a sophomore, but you got a good outside shot. Might as well take it. Davis back out to Converse. Olivia Lazarus, top of the key. Converse, high post. Izzard, she thought about a shot, goes to Olivia Lazarus. Her next shot is short. Tapped by Izzard into the hands of Lazarus. Nice hustle by number five. Izzard playing the high post in this set. Outside shot by Converse. Runs off the rim and is rebounded by Picard. 7-3. UV got off to a 7-0 lead. Last 3 points scored by the Lady Spartans. 4:10 to go in the first quarter. This game for the fourth and final playoff spot of the MAC playoffs. There's a steal by Converse, and she's going to try to finish the job. Down the right side, gets bumped by Courtney Bullis. That's going to be a foul. Courtney's first and the team's third already. 4:01 left first quarter, 7-3. UV, Converse at the line for the first time tonight. She was 6-for-10 in the loss to Bainbridge Guilford on Monday night and hits the first one here. Converse shooting at 62%, 35-for-57. Makes them both here. Her first 2 points of the game. So 9-3. Lady Storm leading the Spartans. Unitico losing the dribble. Picard, they're going to have to get it over. Hustle to get it over half court. And Woodard's going to be the one getting the pass to do just that. Bullis, top of the key now. 14 on the shot clock. They lost a lot of time getting the ball over half court. Newman inside. Strong move. Falls short. Tries to get her own rebound. Can't do it. Izzard grabs it instead. Here comes Corinne Izzard up the floor. Passes right back to Emily Converse. Converse looks to the right. Nice deflection there by Picard out of bounds. It'll be UV's ball right in front of Unitigo's bench, which consists of folding chairs. But you know what I mean. Into the left corner. Davis lets it fly, missing it. And it rebound in there by Izzard. Lost her balance and positioning. And it came off the bottom of the rim into the hands of Marissa Woodard. Here comes Unitigo. Comenda, long pass across the way to Picard. Inside Newman. Newman, a turnaround shot was blocked. She gets it back off of the backboard. Crazy play there. Power. Foul will be called on Olivia Lazarus, her first for the Lady Storm. Substitution, Brianna Christian, a junior, comes in, number 13. She's normally a starter, but because it's senior night, Olivia Lazarus got some quality minutes. 5 to be exact. There's a tie-up with Woodard and Christian. Possession arrow, first one of the night. Because Unitico won the tap, UV gets this one. So a 1-2-2 press right now by Unitico. There's a pass deflected by Picard, but Davis quick enough to get it. Shoots, scores. Well, Davis didn't score until the second half of Monday night's game. She gets notched a basket in the first quarter with 2:40 left, 11-3. Picard Back outside, Bullis. Bullis at the elbow. Bounce pass to the corner for Newman. Newman inside to Woodard. Woodard is double-teamed and stolen by Izzard. Although I think she stepped on the end line. That'll be Unitigo's ball. They trail 11-3, 2:27 to go in the first quarter. The home of the Storm. Beautiful gymnasium here. Always love this gym. Bullis up top to Picard on the right wing. Coming in cross. Oh, bad pass. Picked off by Davis. Davis challenged by Comenda. And Comenda stepped in a little too tight. And that's going to be her foul. Number one. Unitigo's fourth. And a timeout asked for. Short timeout by Coach Bonskowski. 11-3 the score. UV ahead on senior night. I guess you to Tigo. It's live Triton High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 6. Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Shot put up by Taylor Davis off the inbounds. No hesitation, let it fly, and it's through. Her 22nd of the season. 5 points in the first quarter for Davis. 14-3, UV all over Unitigo in the early going, but there's plenty of time left. But the pressure defense by UV is causing a 10-second violation. Down to 2 minutes we go. A 10-second. And so it'll be Unadilla Valley's ball from that violation. And Taylor Davis will inbound the ball. She goes right into Converse. She's the point guard in this operation. Lady Storm leading by 11. Pass picked off by Picard, but out of bounds. Substitutions for Unitigo will be Emily Slauson, number 12, and Megan Faulkner, number 21. Picard and Woodard come out. That will change things, of course. Anytime Marissa Woodard comes out, it changes things for Unitigo. Well, Converse trying for the jump stop, and that's a travel because it wasn't quite the jump stop. So, good defense by Unitigo, and they are finding it hard to get it over half court. And there's a steal again by Izzard. Off to a wide-open Taylor Davis. The layup is good. Izzard and Davis connecting tonight on senior night. It's 7 points for Davis. Pass almost broken up, actually, by Izzard on the far side, right near half court. Bullis doesn't waste any time. Goes right over half court to Newman. Newman gets through a double team. Stops at the elbow. Back over to Comenda. Now in the corner for Slauson. Diagonal pass to Bullis. Bullis down in the right corner to Faulkner. Her shot off the rim. Rebound by Lakin. And here come the Storm. 16-3 they lead. Pass to the high post. Izzard turns and finds Christian. Christian 16-footer. Up good. Christian's first points. Five different players have scored for UV. It's 18-3, and UV is in command. Pressure is working essentially. And there's another steal. Converse with a steal and trying to finish, and she gets bumped. That'll be on Comenda again. Her second foul. Same type of thing. After a steal and trying to finish on the layup. Converse at the line to shoot two. First one's up and good. Well, here comes number 15, Hannah Lazarus, the sophomore who had two baskets against BG in consecutive shots. Second shot, Converse misses. Going for the rebound. It'll be Faulkner with it for Unitigo. 19-3. Spartans looking to score any way they possibly can. They need to open it up, get it in the basket. Newman, cross court. Oh, off the rim. Right back to Newman. She smiles because it came right back in her hand. The turnaround, she's working it. Nope, that kicks it out to Bullis. Bullis in the paint. Back outside. Whoa, almost throw it away. Slauson does throw it away. Converse trying to finish on the left side. Lefty layup is good. 5 points for Converse. More of that press. And Unitigo takes their time and does the right thing. Slauson has the ball, now passing over. 2 seconds out of the shot clock, or on the game clock, rather. Off the rim it goes. A 21-point outburst by the very confident Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. And they take that big first quarter lead. Into the break, you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Jake, why are you sitting in the showroom in shorts and sunglasses?
What do you mean? It's time for the Scovomino January Used Vehicle Sale, and the deals are hot. We have over 150 premium pre-owned vehicles on our lots, and everyone is on sale. Dad, this is big. There's hot savings inside on our showroom floors, too.
Where's your shirt and tie?
Dad, it's hot in here.
It's the January Used Vehicle Sale at Scovomino in Oneonta, Sydney, Bainbridge, and Owego.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. And, well, the game was 7-3. And then next thing you look up, two more touchdowns and extra points, and it's 21-3. So it will be for Unitigo starting the quarter with possession. Samantha Picard back in there. Courtney Bullis, Emily Slauson, Marissa Woodard, and Allie Butler in there now for Unitigo. Bullis looks right, passes left to Slauson. Slauson over to Picard. Picard open for three. Oh, off the back of the rim. That would have helped. Rebound and off and running the Storm one again. Converse, a nice pass across the key to number 12, Shannon McIntyre, who's in there. She misses. Picard recovers for Unitigo. So the Spartans get another chance. It's a 2-3 zone put on by the Storm. Butler shooting from the elbow, gets the ball taken away by Emily Converse, but they're going to call that on shooting? No, I guess not. They're going to say it's strangely non-shooting. So the inbounds pass comes, the shot taken, it's an air ball, and Bullis catches the air ball but can't get it up to the rim either. And the rebound by Hannah Lazar. Steal by Picard. Picard needing some help. And a bounce pass back to Woodard. Slauson around to the corner for Bullis. Back up to the top of the key for Picard. Lost it. Got it back. Butler's on the right side. Passing down low. Woodard going to storm inside. No pun intended. Woodard with the first points for her in this game. Nice pass by Butler to get it there. Once Woodard can get in position, that's been the tough thing for her tonight. They surround her as soon as she gets the ball. Now it's into Izzard. Izzard is 3 seconds in the lane, and that's she was indecisive. It's going to turn it back over to the Spartans. Unadilla Valley has... Well, I'll set the lineup when they have the ball. How about that? Bullis, Slauson... High post to Butler. Butler holds the ball over her head, but it's the ball taken away from her. But again, that's a foul. That's twice now. Foul will be called on Hannah Lazarus. That's her first. Team's fourth. So the inbound. Into the corner. Back outside. Picard has it. Butler basically threw it up there. Got a rebound. But it's loose, and now it's going to be off to the races for Shannon McIntyre, who finishes with a basket. First points for UV in this quarter, 23-5. First 2 minutes in the books for the second period of play. Picard, right side, cross-court pass to Bullis. Bullis dribbles off over to Picard again, 15-footer, no, off the back of the rim. Woodard goes for the rebound, up and... puts it back up and in. Two baskets in a row for Marissa Woodard makes it 23-7. Unitigo's got a big hill to climb. Hizzard driving in on Butler. The spin back outside to McIntyre. McIntyre, the stop and pop, no good, but she's fouled by Slauson, who seems to have an issue with that. One nice thing that I look up in the high up in the stands in the student section as Shannon McIntyre gets set to shoot two. First shot is up and no good, is that they've got nice wooden, they have nice big cardboard posters of the three seniors that they keep holding up for everybody to see. That's a nice touch. So second shot for McIntyre is no good. So after making five of the first six, they are 0 for 2. 23-7, they meeting Unadilla Valley Storm. McIntyre came in just 10 of 23. Bullis to Picard from the right corner. Big shot intended, I don't know, but it missed. Coming in hard charging, number 23, Sierra Badger. That's going to be called an offensive foul. And the official couldn't remember the number. Hey, I helped make a call. The official forgot the number of the girl who stormed over Courtney Bullis. Where's Courtney? So all's fair, I guess. Everybody's checks and balances. Nicely done. No need for video replay. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 23-7. Woodard from the baseline. No good. It's too hard on the shot. Oh, Courtney Bullis gave it a good run on the weak side on the rebound, but it got knocked away. Substitution, it'll be Cassidy Newman, and we might as well add Kayla Command in there too, substituting for Slauson and Picard. So the high-scoring Storm not in here in the second quarter. Of course, there's been a lot of subs, but still maintaining the lead. Izzard into the right corner for Badger. Badger to Davis, who's just come back in the game. Her shot is short, rebound caught by Woodard, and off go the Spartans. Bullis. They go to Butler. Butler flips around to Newman. Newman drives in left side, and she's going to draw the foul. Nice play by the Lady Spartans. Foul's going to go on Hannah Lazarus, her second. Both teams with six team fouls. First shot for Newman is up, and it is good. The only one to shoot free throws for Unitigo, Cassidy Newman, is 2 for 3. Butler comes out, replaced by Megan Faulkner. So it's Faulkner, Woodard, Newman, Bullis, and Commenda. UV has Sierra Badger, Taylor Davis, Corinne Izzard. Second shot is good. Also in there is Heather Lakin. And I'm missing somebody. Ah, there it is. Shannon McIntyre, number 12. 12, she's got the ball. Over to Taylor Davis. Davis had 7 first half points. That's what she got in the entire game Monday night. Nice drive to the basket by Izzard. Kind of a fadeaway on the right side. Izzard with 6 points. 25-9. 4 minutes to go off this second quarter and 2-3 zone by Unadilla Valley. There's going to be a foul a little bit too late coming in playing defensively. Home team foul. Heather Lakin, her second. Substitution. Brianne Ray, a junior into the game. She wears number 25, and she did not play Monday night, so first look at her. Clock stop with 3:56 to go. Newman back at the line. She's 3 for 4 so far. Unitigo with a slight edge in the second quarter scoring. And it's 1-1. Time to get a bonus. 54. 7 points in this quarter for Unitigo, just four for the Storm, but they still enjoy a 15-point advantage. Second shot up and short. Chased in the corner by Izzard. Corinne Izzard gives off to Emily Converse, and here come the Storm over half court. Davis around the screen, goes for three. Off the right side, missed it. Bullis rebounds. She'll bring the ball up herself, guarded by Converse. A little bit more of a matchup out front of the guards. Newman, the right wing. Now it's down low to Kamenda. Kamenda, not tall enough, really. Passes it back. Bullis has it. Now it's Newman at the elbow. Down low to Woodard. Woodard's going to make a move on the right side. Puts it up. Missed it. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Does not score it. Izzard in position for the box out and the rebound this time. Woodard had two chances at it. Approaching the three-minute mark. Davis around the screen again. Her shot looks good, and it is good. 9 points for Taylor Davis. Back in the groove, to be sure. The winner of this game to play the winner of tomorrow night. Harpersville-Sydney, undefeated 10-0 matchup game from Harpersville. Harpersville obviously favored, but Sydney has woven some magic this year. Oh, nice pass by Bullis in for Newman, or nice intention, I should say, but it went off her knee. That could have been a good play. Coming in is Samantha Picard, replacing Megan Faulkner. Eight players on the Unitigo roster, so they're obviously well rotated. Everybody gets to see action. 2.5 to go in the first half. We'll review last night's game, and we'll do all the standings, not just basketball. We'll do wrestling and bowling as well. Foul line shot by Izzard. Rolls off the rim slowly. Davis with a rebound. Her shot won't go. Rebound, Cassidy Newman. All right, 27-10. Unitigo trying to nudge back in this one slowly but surely. Kayla Kamenda, top of the key to the left side, Picard. Picard has made as many as three three-pointers in a game. This time she throws the ball away cross court. 2-0-1, and that's one of the reasons Unitigo was able to come back and beat Afton. They eliminated second-half turnovers and won it by 5, 45-40 on Tuesday night, senior night. 1:53 to go. Badger down low looking for Converse. Off her leg, and it's Woodard with a recovery. Spartans looking for a basket here. Bullis doesn't take a three-point shot very often. She had a chance there. Pass is broken up. Nice recovery by Woodard, and it's squirts its way free to Courtney Bullis. Now they go low to Woodard. Nice play by Unitigo. Woodard cuts the lane. They catch it with a pass, and she's got the basket. 6 points in this quarter for Marissa Woodard, the senior. Leading scorer for Unitigo, 27-12. Converse sneaks her way inside. The double team missed it. Woodard with a rebound again. Bullis to the top of the key for Unitigo. Kamenda, cross-court to Picard. Davis picks her up. Now she's double-teamed. And possession arrow, I think, or maybe a foul. Let's see. Nope, looks like a foul call by the official. That's on Izzard. Her first. Now remember, Izzard and Davis had two quick fouls each in the first quarter against BG and sat the entire first half. Well, they have one foul between the two of them and a total of 15 points in the first half. This will be a 1-1 for Samantha Picard. Shot is up, and it's good. Yeah, they need them all. All the free throws they can muster. 8 for 15 for Picard coming into the game. So now 9 for 16. She's had a basket already. And 1 for 2 from the line. Nice ball to keep it alive. Newman scores on the putback. So she's got 6. It's 27-15. Spartans getting their way back in. Davis trying to go around. Oh, they thought she stepped on the sideline. Her shot still taken but missed. And it's Christian back in the ball game. Brianna Christian off to Badger. Badger down low. Whoa, possibly a travel. We won't know. Back outside Christian for three. Nails it. Brianna Christian, her second basket and first three-pointer. Her eighth of the season, 29-15. Big shot for UV. They lead it The lead is 14. Another cross-court pass. Christian with the interception. Long pass to Davis. Davis stops and pops. Misses to the right. Saved by Ray, Brianne Ray. And then the second shot misses and the buzzer sounds. Oh, lots of action in that last 25 seconds. 29-15, the three-pointer by Brianna Christian really helped the Lady Storm avert the comeback by Unitigo. Unitigo still outscores them in the second quarter and has made this somewhat of a game. 29-15 is the score. When we come back, we'll have the Maravito Energy Products halftime report, the scores from last night and standings, and other games tonight, and the standings for basketball, wrestling, and bowling. It's all coming up live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, it's Greg Navy back here at Unadilla Valley, one of my favorite gyms to be in. Not here enough, but it is stringing a phone. It does involve stringing a phone line, but I got out my own table. I got my own mats to cover the phone line. I strung it behind the underneath the bleachers at my leisure. Had my own entrance and exit. I mean, it can't really be any better than this. I don't mind. It takes 2 minutes to string the phone line. It was senior night, and they had nice the entrance for the players. It's nice. They put streamers. They put two different color purple streamers for Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. They do things up really nice here, and I think they're one of the last teams to have basketball cheerleaders too. They don't have them anymore, but it was always so much fun. Matt Osborne, AD here at Unadilla Valley, always very hospitable, made sure that I was taken care of tonight, even though I did most of the work myself. All right, time now for our Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. The phone number to call in this frigid winter of ours, 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. All right, well, the word storm really comes into play here for Unadilla Valley after a very sluggish game against Bainbridge Guilford on the road. On Monday night, they have come back on senior night and made the hometown folks proud. They came out to a 21-3 first quarter lead. They put together a massive press, and lots of turnovers caused. The lack of true ball handling for Unitigo this year has been exploited. But to their credit, Unitigo worked hard and brought it back to a 29-15 game. And I will have to make a correction. Even though the referee threw up his hands for a three-pointer by Brianna Christian, it was only a two-pointer. So we have made that correction. Four baskets, all two-pointers for UV in the second half for eight. So that makes 29. Unitigo scored 12 in the second quarter. They've got 15. Storm led by their leading scorer, Taylor Davis, with 9. Corinne Izzard, their second leading scorer, also second tonight with 6. Emily Converse had 5, all in the first quarter, 3 for 4 from the line. Izzard, 2 for 2. Taylor Davis, one of the 2 3-pointers. And their third senior, Olivia Lazarus, got the start tonight. She doesn't play a whole lot. She got her second 3-pointer of the season and hit a 3 tonight. How about that? Shannon McIntyre off the bench, a basket, 0 for 2 from the line for 2. Brianna Christian now 2 baskets for 4. And it's a total of 9 two-pointers for UV, 2 3-pointers, 5 for 8 from the foul line for those 29 points. Unitigo has Cassidy Newman and Marissa Woodard each with 6 points and just 3 other points to be had, and that's number 22, the orange sneakers of Samantha Picard. She got a basket and 1 for 2 from the line for 3. So their totals are 5 two-pointers, no 3-pointers. They're not a 3-point shooting team, as we know. And they are 5 for 8 also. Hey, both teams 5 for 8 from the foul line, both showing improvement from their season stats. All right, the standings. The standings. For boys basketball, it goes like this. Unitigo undefeated at 10-0. Green second at 9-1. The Storm of Unadilla Valley third at 8-2. Sydney losing to Oxford last night. They do not have the services of Billy Kozak. Undetermined when he can or may be back. So Sydney now down to 7-3, but they already clinched fourth place. Could get third if Unadilla Valley loses to Unitigo and Sydney beats Harpersville. It could be a tie between UV and Sydney, and guess what? That would mean UV would then be fourth and Sydney would be third due to the head-to-head, that double overtime win here a few weeks ago. Walton, Oxford 5-5, Delhi, Harpersville 4-6. Apton is done with their season 4-7, according to this. Hancock's 3-7, Deposit 1-10, BG 1-9. And the girls, we talked about it. Harpersville 10-0, Sydney 10-0. They meet tomorrow night. The winner gets the top seed. BG locked in at 8-2. Can't do any better, can't do any worse. Unadilla Valley is 7-3. BG beat UV head-to-head in case they tie. Unitigo 6-4, so if Unitigo comes back with a win tonight, they will take over fourth place. Green is at 5-5. Apton and Delhi are 4-6. Hancock 3-6. Deposit 2-8. Oxford 1-9. Walton 0-10. In wrestling, the BG Apton Harpersville team 4-0. The only undefeated team in that division, Unitigo 2-1, Green 2-2, Sydney 1-2, and UV 0-4. Division 2 is Deposit Hancock 2-0, Walton 1-0, Oxford 1-2, and Delhi 0-2. And in boys bowling, Sydney with an impressive 32-21 possible school record this week. They're at 44-4, have clinched first place. BG and Green tied for second at 33-15. And then it's Apton, Walton, Oxford, Deposit, and Hancock. Girls bowling, it's Hancock even with a better record at 45-3. Then it's Green and Deposit tied at 29-19. Sydney has a chance to get into second place with 1 week left. They're 28-20, so just a game out. BG's right there at 25-23, and then it's Oxford, Apton, and Walton. Whew, that'll do that. We're going to take a break, come back for the second half. It is Unitego trailing Unadilla Valley 29-15 in a Mid-State Athletic Conference game for fourth place in the MAC and the final playoff spot in that Final Four playoff for the winners of the semifinals next Thursday, the 6th. And that will culminate on February 15th at SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse. Stay with us. Second half action coming up live. Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Jake, why are you sitting in the showroom in shorts and sunglasses?
What do you mean? It's time for the Scovel Mino January Used Vehicle Sale, and the deals are hot. We have over 150 premium pre-owned vehicles on our lots, and everyone is on sale. Dad, this is big. There's hot savings inside on our showroom floors, too.
Where's your shirt and tie?
Dad, it's hot in here.
It's the January Used Vehicle Sale at Scovel Mino in Oneonta, Sydney, Bainbridge, and Owego.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, Greg Davey back here. Clock set at 8 minutes for the third quarter. Here we go. Unadilla Valley will have possession to start the third quarter and will be going to the basket on my left. And it looks like Unitigo starting out in a man-to-man defense. And there's nearly a steal by Kayla Comenda. And there's no question Unitigo needs to come out revived and re-energized for a run. It's not too late. We saw Sydney come back from a 17-point deficit midway in the third quarter. So it can be done. Converse tied up on the end line, or rather Davis, I'm sorry. And looks like out of bounds off of UV, and they start the same three seniors, Olivia Lazarus, Taylor Davis, Corinne Izzard, plus Hunter Lakin and Emily Converse. Bullis to Picard off the double team, going for Kayla Comenda. She's double teamed, and I believe a timeout asked for by Coach Ponskowski because Kayla Comenda was double teamed right over half court and really had nowhere to go and no outlet. So the coaches fortunately can do that. You know, back in the 70s, I know it's old time, but in the 70s, the coaches didn't call timeout. Players called timeout. So they would have had to do that on their own. I don't know when they changed the rule, to be honest with you. They also only had five timeouts in a ball game. They had five timeouts. None of this 30-second stuff. 5 1-minute timeouts. How did they ever, and no three-pointer, how did they ever survive? Okay. So it's Comenda, Bullis, Picard, Newman, and Woodard. And a bad pass by Bullis, but Newman, feisty that she is, picks it back off, and Unitigo retains possession. Bullis looks to the left for Comenda. Three on the shot clock. Bullis is going to have to put it up. No, Woodard's going to have to put it up, and they just ran out of time. So it took too much time. Good defense by the Lady Storm once again. Been saying that a lot. First minute almost in the books now, 29-15. Converse passing off to Taylor Davis. Spots up at the elbow. Shot is off the mark. Rebound by Olivia Lazarus and then back over to Izzard. A stop and pop by Lakin. Too hard. Nice rebound by Davis. Trying to worm her way inside. Of course, you got Marissa Woodard right there. It's out of bounds off the Storm. So Unitigo ball. All is well and good for Unitigo, not allowing points, but they haven't gotten to the basket yet either. Bullis passing to Comenda. Comenda throws it back over to Bullis. Bullis over half court and gets it over to Comenda. Might have gotten away with the travel. Bullis at the top of the key to the right side. And she's going to pass in the corner here to Newman. I saw Woodard had fallen down in the paint, which messed up anything Cassidy wanted to do with the ball. Turn back over to the Lady Storm. Olivia Lazarus down to Izzard in the low post. No way she's going up against Woodard. Backs it back out with the pass to Lazarus. Now it's Izzard at the foul line. Lakin given all kinds of room if she wants to shoot it. Davis going to drive in hard and shot blocked by Woodard and recovery. Nice athletic play by Marissa Woodard. Now the Spartans need to score some baskets. 29-15, we're locked at that score. Picard into the corner for Newman. Newman to Woodard. Woodard triple team. Back to Newman. Right down there to Woodard. She turns and faces and scores. Well, the patience paid off at that time. Newman had a three-pointer if she wanted it. And when the defense came out to her, she passed it right back to Marissa and led her to the basket. Converse dumps it down inside Izzard. Cross court to Lakin. Back to the elbow and Izzard. Good ball movement by UV. Stop and pop by Converse, but it was after a travel. Brianna Christian comes in. So Olivia Lazarus, a memorable night for her, hitting that three-point shot on senior night and getting the start in both the first and third quarters. So 29-17, Unitigo trying to get back in under double figures. Double digits. And automatically a 10-second call. Next time I got to check a look at the scoreboard clock to see what the 10 seconds is. It used to be that the official counted his own, but I think he might be watching the clock. 29-17. It would make sense because that's an even 10 seconds. Christian back out. Davis for three. Big shot. Taylor Davis. Well, she made one in the third quarter against BG. Newman gets the ball away from the defense. Down inside to Woodard. Woodard off the glass for two. 10 points for Woodard, and they are finding her open more and more now as the game wears on. 31-19. Davis at the elbow. No room to shoot. Now it's Izzard driving in on Newman, and a push-off. Corinne Izzard. Interesting call there. That's an offensive foul. Unitigo holding their ground defensively. All right, 4:18 on the clock. So now we'll know what the 10-second call will be at 4:08. Bullis to Newman. Right back to Bullis. Bullis across the court. Now that was done in 7 seconds. Davis almost a steal. Well, it'll turn out to be as good as a steal. She knocked the ball back to Bullis, and Bullis inadvertently kicked it out of bounds. Converse around the screen by Christian. Down to the 4-minute mark. 31-19. Storm led by as much as 18. Pop by Lakin. It's good. Heather Lakin's first basket. 3:47. Bullis gave up her dribble early. They get it across half court, though, so now it's 2-on-1. Woodard inside from Newman. Whoa, too far underneath. Newman hustles to get the rebound. The turnaround is... Oh, it just falls off the rim. Foul called on Hannah Lazarus, younger sister of Olivia, into the game. She was on the team last year as a freshman. That's her third foul. Two shots for Cassidy Newman. Shot is up, and the first one's good. She's got 7 points. Emily Slauson checks in. Lazarus comes out, replaced by Breanne Ray, number 25. Newman's second shot. Ames fires too long. Davis with a rebound. It's a 2-on-2. Davis streaking down the floor. Finishes with a layup. 14. 35-20. Oh, pass. Oh, Newman collected it for Unitigo. Could have been and should have been a steal. Against the zone defense by the Lady Storm. In the corner is Newman. Woodard calling for the ball, but it's Slauson instead. Slauson stuck in the corner now. Passes back to Bullis. 6 on the shot clock. Now they go to Woodard. Woodard, one dribble, one shot off the rim, no good. Rebound by Christian. And off to Converse. with a left hand coming through, passing it off to Lakin. Shot blocked by Wood, by Newman. Transition down low. It's Slauson back outside, and they'll set it up again off this zone. Komenda to the top of the key. 16 on the shot clock. Newman at the high post. They pass it into Hurd. Passes down low. It's going to be a foul called on Converse. That'll be her second foul. 2:24 on the third quarter clock. 35-20. So substitutions, and Woodard comes out. Going into Newman, and there's just a lot of ricochet of that basketball. Don't even want to give the review of that. Let's just say Unitigo has it. Slauson, couple of dribbles to Butler on the left wing. Butler double team, and she hesitated. Badger took advantage, then off to Davis. Ball rolls off, and her follow-up shot. The putback is met with a foul. So at the line will be senior Taylor Davis. Foul is on Slauson, her second. Shot is up by Davis and no good. It's her first time at the line. Emily, you're pinching. Davis shooting 63%. She makes one of two in here, and she's got a game-high 15 points. 1:58 left in the third quarter, and suddenly it's a 16-point lead. Unitigo had it within 12 and the ball, but couldn't score from there. Nice give and go. Unitigo doesn't get a shot off of that. Cross court to Slauson in the corner for Newman. Newman's going to go in, cross to Butler, and it's off the rim twice. Cassidy Newman might have gotten a little sore ankle there. There's a foul on Slauson. That'll be her third, and I don't see some of these because either the official or the coach is in my way to my right. So a minute 32 left third quarter. UV has led all the way. Got off to a quick start. 7-3. Never been any closer than 4 after that point. Davis, she's on the left wing, surveying the scene. Good defense by Unitigo. Open though on the left is Christian. Her shot for 3 misses. Follow up. Put up and in by number 23, Sierra Badger. Her first points, the sophomore. Number 23, taking the place of Jordan Anderson on that 23 jersey from last year. Jordan playing at SUNY Morrisville. And her ex-teammate Amanda Off. Whoa, traveling on Newman. Former teammate, Amanda Off, who wore number 13. It's now worn by Brianna Christian. She's at SUNY Alfred, and they're both playing this weekend. Fairly local, I think. 38-20 is the score. Largest lead right now for UV. Marissa Woodard comes back in, replacing Cassidy Newman in the final 20 seconds. Shot three-pointer from Davis. Missed. Woodard rebounds. Off to Bullis. She comes up the left side. Nice hesitation move. She's in the corner. Back outside. Slauson passes to Butler. Butler bumped by Badger, it looks like. That'll be her second foul. 28 on the game clock. Fresh 30-second clock for Unitigo. 4 fouls for UV, 2 for Unitigo in this half. Slauson to Butler. 10-footer is up and good. I had to get my head around the ref and the coach that were in my line of sight that time. Butler's first points, by the way. 38-22. 15-foot shot for Christian rolls off. 7 seconds to go. Will they get it up and get a shot off? Got plenty of clock. Butler. And there won't be a shot. Unitigo, not a good last-second shooting team. I've seen through the 5 games I've covered. 38-22. Lead maintained again by Unadilla Valley. Through 3 quarters, 1 quarter to go. The winner of this one gets into the playoffs in the final 4, the 1-4 segment of the MAC Girls Tournament that ends at SUNY Oneonta on February 15th. Stick around. Our fourth quarter continues. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, that makes two times now that the official has signaled a three-pointer, and it doesn't add up at the end of the quarter, and they find out the official scores both have them as two-pointers. I don't get that. That's twice. Once is a fluke. Twice is an epidemic for me. Thank God I'm near the scorer's table. 7:44 left in this one, 38-22. It's UV all the way so far. Unitingo needs to come back with a vengeance. And the first shot made by Samantha Picard, possibly the start of the comeback. But UV's defense has been tenacious tonight. Converse gets around the defense and now passes over to Hannah Lazarus, who misses the shot short. 38-24. Unitingo got it to 12 in the third quarter, and then 6 points unanswered by Unadilla Valley. Picard fakes the three, goes in at the baseline, double team for Woodard. Too tentative on that play, picked off by Davis. Davis down the floor she comes, and this one rolls off the rim again. She's had a tough shooting night inside, but still leads all scorers with 15, or make that 14, as her three-pointer became a two-pointer. All right, 7:04 to go. Bounce pass inside to Izzard. Her back to the basket to Davis. Three-pointer, missed it. Although I shouldn't say three-pointer because I've been burned twice. Turn back over, though. Out of bounds off that play, so it's Unitingo's ball. Full court pressure by Unadilla Valley has been the watchword tonight for them. Nice quick passing to get it over half court. Much better for Unitingo in this possession. Commenda. Passes over to Picard. Top of the key now, Bullis. Now it's Woodard. Right back to Bullis. Bullis working to the right side. It's Picard. Three-point shot. No, way off the mark. And it's Izzard on the left, on the weak side, grabs the rebound. Up the floor with a 14-point lead comes Emily Converse. Davis on the left side, guarded by Bullis. Elbow. Shot by McIntyre, blocked by Woodard. They're going to say some sort of foul there. They signal 35. There's 33. There's no 35. Yep. Okay. It's twice we've helped the officials. Woodard's second foul. Third team foul on Unitingo. Two at the line for Shannon McIntyre. She misses the first one. Coming into this game, like I said, 10 for 23. She's 0 for 3, make it 0 for 4. Another break for Unitingo. Down the floor on a 5-on-4. As Izzard had fallen down, Picard back outside Bullis, left side Commenda. Down inside for Woodard, off the glass, and it's good. Marissa Woodard with a dozen points. Good ball movement that time by Unitingo, and it's to a 12-point deficit. UV maintaining that lead. Never been less than 12 in the second half. Izzard to Davis on the give and go. Nice basketball play. Taylor Davis and Corinne Izzard, go to your seniors and get that leadership and get those points. Bullis. Long pass up ahead. Oh, stolen by Izzard. Izzard down to Davis. The finish is good. Two baskets right in a row. Picard throwing the pass once again. Very tentative. Davis trying to finish. Wow, they got that ball down the floor quickly. Taylor Davis with 20 points, and suddenly it goes from 38-26 to 44-26. 5:24 to play. This is a full timeout, and UV is on top. Live Tri-Town High School basketball continues on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Tomorrow night, reminder, it will be Sydney girls, first time in a long time in the MAC that they are playing for first place in the regular season, this late in the season, the final regular season game. But they've got to do it against the state's number one rank, Lady Hornets of Harpersville, who are not only unbeaten in the MAC, they are unbeaten overall. A state finalist from last year. Of course, they lost some key players, but they still have a Division I prospect. Miranda Drummond will be on the air at around 7:10, 7:15 game time. Should be a good one. All right, Unitigo just gave up 6 straight points. They're going to try to finish this. Woodard would have been all alone underneath, but they couldn't quite get the pass strong enough. McIntyre comes in, blocked by Newman. Nice defensive work there. Pass up ahead to Slauson. Passes inside to Woodard, and she draws the foul. Now, strangely, Marissa Woodard, her only time at the free throw line tonight. The foul will be called on Hannah Lazarus. That's their fourth. It happened like this against Bainbridge Guilford, too. Lazarus got 3 fouls right in a row in the fourth quarter when they needed her out there. Woodard at the line to shoot 2. Up and good. Marissa's free throws haven't been all that terrific. She's certainly had a lot of free throws. 21 for 80, second on the team in both makes and attempts, but just 26%. So the shot is up, and it's no good. Newman tried to keep the ball alive, but it's out of bounds. Just a tick under 5 minutes to go in this game. 44-27. UV's led by 18 3 different times. Unitigo's brought it back to 12 twice. Davis going through traffic. Now the pass across the key, picked off by Allie Butler. A nice defensive play there by number 13. Bullis gives it back to Butler. Across the court to Slauson. Whoa, nearly a travel. Allie Butler's going to go for 3. It's short. She chases a rebound. Collision. Newman helps out there. Slauson out to Bullis on the left wing. Keep passing around the perimeter. Butler's going to go against the double team. Now Woodard's in the corner. Slauson looking for Newman. Bad pass picked off by Izzard. And it's Converse. Fouled by Slauson in the open court trying for a steal. Still no 1-on-1 either side. So that'll be an inbounds play for the Storm of Unadilla Valley, who have Converse, Davis, Izzard, Lakin. First, let's go to Izzard for the basket. Izzard inside. Nice one-on-one play there. Izzard's first point since the second quarter. She's got 8. And the other one, Hunter Lakin, sorry. Pass inside. Woodard missed it. Gets it again. Puts it up and in. Yeah. Nice that she didn't give up on it. 15 points. Tops Unitigo. Converse gets away from Slauson to Davis on the left baseline. Short on the shot. And rebound by Converse. Misses the putback. Woodard rebounds. 46-29. 3:24 to go. Spartans come down. Have been playing against this zone. Butler into the corner. Lost it. Got it back. Cross-court pass picked off by Brianna Christian. That's the one I was missing before. Christian didn't have a shot, so she backs it out. Lost her dribble. Timeout asked for by Coach Brandy Whitbeck. 3:03 left in this basketball game, 46-29. It's UV from start so far to finish. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Greg Davey back at UV, finishing up here the final 3 minutes of this ball game. Unadilla Valley wanted fourth place bad enough, and they have gone out to get it. They lead by 17. Shot by Brianna Christian for three, and it's short. Rebound Cassidy Newman. Well, I'll tell you what, the Unitingle girls have not given up, that's for sure. They're still playing hard. Ooh, Bullis almost a double dribble. It's Bullis, Slauson, Butler. Faulkner is back in the game, Megan Faulkner and Cassidy Newman. The Unitingle's ball with 19 on their shot clock. And it'll go to Slauson in the corner, Cassidy Newman. Long pass across the way to Butler. Butler, a couple of dribbles, didn't really get anywhere with it. Newman at the elbow, they triple-team her, and the ball comes loose. Converse up the floor, off her foot. It'll be turned back the other way. One thing I noticed that Emily Converse does, when she runs up the floor, she rides the ball up into the palm of her hand, and she'll take about six steps in between dribbles. All right, maybe four. 46-29. Unitingle gets the ball back because of that kick. Samantha Picard back in the ball game along with Marissa Woodard. Slauson and Butler. Butler shot from the left side. Hard off the rim. Ball is loose. Out of bounds. UV ball down to the two-minute mark. Well, tomorrow night, another fun thing we'll do at halftime is we'll get some folks together and do a prediction for the Super Bowl, my annual Super Bowl poll at halftime. The last 3 years I've had Unitingle football players do it for some reason. It's just, and sometimes it's been here. The closest game to the Super Bowl, I have kids pick the Super Bowl winner, the points, and the MVP. There's a shot put up and missed by a new sub, Taylor Strong. She's a junior in there, number 22. Picard, right side for Unitigo. Shot the baseline by Faulkner. Missed it. Rebound Woodard. And she'll draw a foul and get two more shots. Foul will be on Strong, her first, team's sixth. But Woodard's at the line to shoot two. One for four tonight, or excuse me, one for two, one for three. Substitutions. Olivia Lazarus comes out, Taylor Davis comes out, Corinne Izzard comes out. That's the three seniors. I think their night is done. 1:24 to go. Woodard at the line to shoot one more. Second shot also no good. Rebound Hannah Lazarus. So something tells me she'll be in there in the lineup next year. Playing the post. 1:12 to go. Badger back in the lineup there against Picard. Hannah Lazarus. That bank shot. Ooh, rejected by Woodard. Now that's the shot that she made twice in a row against Bainbridge Guilford. Going on the right side, going for the bank shot. She made it twice in a row against BG. This time gets her shot blocked and the ball goes underneath Lazarus, but she fouls them. It went through her legs, but she turned around and Unitigo didn't really jump on the ball. 6 seconds on the shot clock. UV to inbound It's Lazarus on the left baseline. Cross court to Converse. Converse knows she's got 2 seconds. Bank shot, no good. Ball is loose. It is Slauson with it for Unitigo. 48.6 seconds to go. Picard for three. No, chest glances off the rim. Butler trying to chase it. Hey, nice hustle by Allie Butler. Cross court pass to Faulkner. Faulkner off her leg, no good. And Unitigo still playing hard. Now, Unitigo will wind up playing against Green, Apton, and Delhi at this point. None of those spots are fixed because of the 8 and 9 seeds could mathematically still be in this. Steal for Unitigo by Faulkner, and then she got it stolen back. Now there's a Woodard steal in the open court. 14 seconds to go. Butler, long pass across the way to Slauson. Slauson cross court, low into the bench for Unitigo. And that's going to be turned over to Unadilla Valley. 3 seconds to go. That should do it. That will do it. Game is over. You hear the buzzer, and Unadilla Valley wins this one from start to finish, 46-29. We might get a chance to talk to a couple seniors from Unadilla Valley. Let's see how that one plays out. But suffice it to say, they will take on the winner of tomorrow's Sydney Harpersville game. Chances are, I think they're going to come down the pike and watch that game. So you stick around, because I've still got the post-game awards and the scoring recap all coming up. Sponsored, of course, by Mang Insurance, MBT Bank, and Echo Brand. So stick around. It is Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at MBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here wrapping it up from Unadilla Valley. The drama just wasn't there tonight. Every time Unitigo tried a comeback and got within 12, UV did the right thing. They continued their defensive pressure, caused turnovers, took advantage of the ball handling or lack of ball handling for Unitigo, and win this one going away, 46-29. So here's the scoring recap, because there really isn't a whole lot to review on the game. Unadilla Valley went out to a 21-3 lead, and again, never trailed by, I mean, they led by as much as 18 several times. They win by 17. But in the second half, Unitigo got it as close as 12 points on two different occasions. And right after that happened and had the possession of the ball, UV got a steal and scored 6 straight points each time. That's tough from Unitigo's standpoint, but UV coming in on senior night, doing a nice job. And their defense turned it into nice offense. And when you had the two seniors on the floor at the same time this time, Izzard and Davis, Corinne Izzard and Taylor Davis, that certainly made a difference. They are a totally different team with those two taking the lead in every step of the way, and especially on senior night. All right, so Unitigo, not much to tell you. 4 players scored. Marissa Woodard led the way with 15 points, 7 two-pointers, 1 for 4 from the line. Cassidy Newman chipped in with 7. Most of her points coming from the free throw line, 5 for 8. She had a basket in the second quarter, again finishing with 7. Samantha Picard had 2 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line for 5. Allie Butler, a basket in the third quarter. She finishes with 2. Emily Slauson, Allie Butler, Megan Faulkner, Kayla Comenda all participated, did not score. 11 two-pointers for the Lady Spartans, 7 of those from Woodard. No three-pointers, 7 for 14 from the line, which is above their season average, but still 7 for 14 and 29 points for a team averaging about 43 per game. For the UV Storm, a good balanced effort, but they got their scores back tonight. They didn't have them for the whole game against BG, and it showed. Well, they had them tonight, and it also showed. Taylor Davis with 20 points. I swear she had 2 three-pointers, but apparently one was only a 2. She had 8 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, 1 for 2 from the line, 20 points to lead all scorers. Corinne Izzard, her partner on the defensive side especially, and second-leading scorer. She was second-leading scorer tonight with 8. She had 3 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. Emily Converse, the basket, 3 for 4 from the line for 5 points. Olivia Lazarus, getting the start as a senior, nails her 3-pointer. Her second of the season, has the 3 points to show for that. Shannon McIntyre, a basket, 0 for 4 from the line for 2. Brianna Christian, 2 baskets. One of those also, I thought, was a 3. They put their hands up in the air, and then it didn't add up at halftime. I checked. It was a 2. 2 points, or two baskets, 4 points. Heather Lakin, 1 basket for 2, and Sierra Badger, a basket for 2. 17 two-pointers for UV, 2 three-pointers officially, 6 for 12 from the foul line, 46 points in all. Less than their season average, but far better than they did against Bainbridge Guilford. Time for our awards now on CDO, and of course they are all sponsored as they have been for years. We've got a third award this year. Let's get to the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Mang Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, no doubt in my mind tonight, the Dynamic Defense Award is going to go to a senior at UV, and it is Corinne Izzard. Lots of steals, breaking up many a pass tonight in the paint and out in the backcourt. A couple of clean-out pickpocket steals, and I'm sure Coach Backus Whitbeck was very pleased to have Corinne in the game most of the time tonight. Of course, she subbed liberally, but Izzard was the glue on the defense to hold that together. So Corinne Izzard, number 5 senior, headed to Coastal Carolina. Good for her. She will win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award will go to, well, NBT Bank, supporting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. Well, the Outstanding Offense Award tonight is going to go to somebody who scored just 5 points in the ball game. But she is the point guard. She is the prototypical point guard for UV. You know, not in the same genre as Jordan Anderson. Nobody really could be at UV for a number of years unless you get a clone of her. But Emily ran the show tonight. And did a good job. Very steady, didn't always look to score. Got 5 points early in the game, finished with 5, but again, probably a handful of assists to be sure. Emily Converse will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, which leaves no doubt as to who the next award will go to, but it's ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. It's sponsored by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best of all players this season, and they remind you to attend games and cheer on the young athletes in the schools of your choice. And that one's going to go to the other one, who didn't get to play a lot against Bainbridge Guilford, but her star was shining brightly tonight. Taylor Davis, a menace on defense, an ogre on offense. I don't know, I just came up with that, but 20 points to lead all scorers, and just right there with Izzard defensively. She was back in the groove tonight, and that's exactly what the coach is hoping for down the stretch as we get ready for the postseason. This was the final regular season game, so Taylor Davis will win our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Emily Converse, Corinne Izzard, Taylor Davis, 2 seniors and a junior, winning our awards for tonight. Well, this game was fairly quick based on the fact it started late. JVs for Unitigo win tonight 25-19. UV takes the varsity match 46-29. Their award or their reward. They will take on the winner of tomorrow night's Harpersville-Sydney ball game, and that'll start hopefully around 7:15, Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show close to 7 o'clock or whatever following senior night awards for tomorrow night for Harpersville. What do they got tomorrow night? They will have Abby Bird, Holly Henry, Katie Hoyt, Tatiana Sasnowski, and Miranda Drummond. So they could start all five seniors tomorrow night and not miss a beat. All right, thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. And all I can leave you with is this thought. I can't wait to see the bale of hay on my way back down Route 8. And in case you're wondering what that's all about, ask me personally. And thanks to Matt Osborne and everybody here at Unadilla Valley. Always hospitable folks here to let me sit next to the scores table and get my digs in a place I really enjoy doing basketball games. The final score, once again, Unadilla Valley claims fourth place in the MAC. They'll take on the winner tomorrow night's Harpersville-Sydney game. They win tonight over Unitigo 46-29. Until tomorrow night, Sydney-Harpersville, much-anticipated game of unbeatens. For WCDO Radio Sports and Tri-Town High School Basketball, I'm Greg Davey. Good night.